War I despise, for it means destruction of innocent lives. It means tears to thousands of mothers' eyes when their sons go off to fight and lose their lives. This young satyr may look strange at first glance, but it seems like he's just a boy with worried mother, like so many others. The Twiggy Fae and the Speedy Fae are now dead and fled, but first they gave us good reality check. We should be more careful. Fortunately, blessings of Bulka flow through me and keep everyone alive, but Valdine's weapon was one casualty that I could do nothing about. I'm concerned now, because if Valdine does intend to make new weapon, I imagine the type of supplies required for such a task are not, ubiquitous? His weapon was incredible. It hit into enemy's heart, baby, so violently with a burning shot, baby, that stung like a bee. Enemies would surrender so helplessly. Baby, where did our gun go?
Nice.
Holy shit. Okay.
Nice.
Last session. First things first. Happy 2 years.
Happy 2 years.
Wow. Years.
Yeah.
Celebration.
This is coming out on December
29th.
Oh. Well, shoot. Should we bring the cast from the other show down too and have them
kind of feels
have
like
them
it.
Be like right? Bad guys?
We'll have to figure out something else to do that's super special.
New Year's. New Year's crossover.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
What if we give all of our patron supporters like $500 each?
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
More money, but I'm not making that much more money.
So first things first, welcome. 2 years. Holy fucking shit.
Is it?
Hey, good job,
really?
Guys.
2 years?
We're alive. 2 years.
Wow.
2 years, yeah.
That's awesome, right?
I can't believe it.
How awesome is that?
I couldn't believe it when we hit 1 year with Severed Fate. Wow.
Yeah, you guys, once we started doing two shows, I don't think anyone thought that was going to be able to keep that up.
We did. We had our bets in.
There was doubts.
I said 6 months, and it's been over a year.
It's been over a year. Congrats.
Good job, baby.
Zach.
And the quality has been so good.
Yeah.
It's better with every episode, too.
Just keeps getting better, like a fine wine.
Last session, however, was fucking harsh.
Yes. Speaking of emotions,
Vasilisa almost died.
Yeah.
Twice. You were two away from your con, right?
Yeah, I was down and I was 2 hit points away from permadeath.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then I was healed. I stood up and I was immediately staggered. So.
Yep.
And Gary went down, I believe, too.
Yeah, Gary was unconscious.
Yep.
He almost died.
Gary almost died. He had a great hit. Marge had a bunch of hits, but she couldn't cut through the DR.
Yeah. But Marge, really smart, pulled out that wand.
Yeah.
Using some magic.
Nice. Yeah, so that's the first time it ever popped into her head to do something like that.
And so cool.
I think she's coming more into it with her caster's champion feat, being able to do magic damage with her weapon, being near a caster, and she's coming more into that magical side of her that she didn't really realize was there until now.
Are you gonna go switch over and be like full caster with her eventually?
Yeah.
With my 4 or 5 levels.
Yeah,
of
you can have a level 5
cavalier
and a level 15 sorcerer and just be like,
dang.
I mean, she could go Megas pretty easy.
That's true.
That's a nice shift. Crossover.
Good pivot.
That's a very good interesting multi-class.
It is. And
mounted,
you know what?
Megas, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Who knows? Maybe she multi-classes, if depending on what happens, you know?
If we ever level up again.
If we ever level up again.
Bulka had a rough fucking go.
Oh.
Lots of low numbers.
But he got to actually be healing and helpful for the first time in a really long time. He was actually needed. That side of his abilities, which he prided himself on, haven't really been tapped into before this. So that was cool.
Yeah. He picked a lot of people up off the ground.
But my roles were crap.
Yeah.
But
your roles were crap, but Bulka's like, Bulka was in his element.
He kept people
I wonder
alive.
If Bulka's starting to think, maybe I'm not here to hit things. Maybe I'm here to pick people up who are my friends, like, you know,
which,
like,
is really sweet.
Well,
and,
that,
yeah,
and normally if he can, you know, you've seen him, he would rather charm or talk his way out of a fight.
Yeah.
First,
oh,
before,
yeah,
he only hits when he really has to.
Man, yeah, this freaking ambush though.
Yeah, that was,
but if they're fey,
this, yeah,
yeah, he's all about that.
For fey can,
yeah, and then there's Valdine.
Oh no.
Pushed his luck and pushed his luck, and holy shit, did it pay off for the story.
He's got all these grit points and what to use them on.
Well, you can't use them if the weapon's broken.
Exactly.
So that doesn't help. It's only misfires you can clear.
The grittiest of gritty actions, and then you have nowhere to go with that because your weapon's gone.
Yep.
And okay, so your misfire chance when on a broken weapon goes what, up by 5 when the weapon's broken?
I think so.
So you had like a basically 50-50. No, because it's already like a 3 or 4 with the alchemical cartridges.
So yeah, then yeah, it's almost a 50-50 at that point.
Yes, like you're really pushing your luck, man.
I was so happy you did that. That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like it. We needed it.
People kept falling down and looking pretty rough. Yeah. Valdine's like, I'm not going
to
stop
shooting. He had to risk it. He's a gambler.
Valdine's literally the guy who's not going to stop shooting even if he falls below his health pool.
That's true.
He's going to keep
never stop shooting.
Yeah. He has never stopped
shooting. That. I got that too from my gunslinger.
Now, here's something I would have done because I'm an evil GM and I'm kind of glad James is not. So. But due to the nature of your weapon, you have one of the few weapons in the game that is not a single load shoot.
I used to. Yeah.
You sorry, past tense, yes. Traveling back to the episode. If it was me, I would have taken every bullet that was left in your gun still at that point and
done
damage for
all of
them.
That is a brilliant idea.
Because your hand's full of gunpowder.
Yeah,
that is what I should have done.
The good news is that was my last shot.
James actually did that. Then.
Yeah, it worked
totally
out good.
Totally did that.
Yeah, that was planned, right?
But despite all of that hardship and
he said, "But
fuckery
and fuckery too."
Yeah, but despite the fuckery,
he said,
"Guys,
but fuckery."
You fucking did it. You killed 3 fey, 2 mm-hmm. quicklings, which are, as you saw towards the end of the combat.
Oh, crazy.
Stupid
freaking
fast.
Stupid
fast.
And they like to grab you and suck
unfair.
Your dex out.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
There's some dex damage floating around. There is still a fawn who is alive, who, if you remember from last session, said the woman inside the cottage is his mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not bad.
And you know Marge. She's all about taking care of the kiddos.
And you know Vasilisa, she doesn't trust mothers.
So you guys are standing between this barn and this cottage. There's still a human man lying face down in the snow with a puddle of blood spread out from around him. We have just ended combat. Valdine is still crouching in the snow, muttering to himself.
Trying to
bloody
pieces,
find bloody stump. Like, what's his hand look
Vasilisa
like?
Vasilisa has cured him a bunch of times.
Okay,
yeah, my hand is bleeding, but not destroyed.
And I think there's going to be some significant scarring.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
scars are cool. Chick stick scars.
Yeah. Vasilisa,
Chalaxians, Varisians, they all feel cool.
Vasilisa with a nod,
noticing the scars.
Oh, you just got more interesting, Rolly.
Uh-oh.
He's not paying attention at all.
No,
he's looking for pieces of this gun. He's trying to like make them go back together.
Vasilisa is unbelievably angry because she almost died twice. She was ambushed on her way to just try and help someone. And she doesn't know if the person she helped deserves it. She doesn't know who to side with here.
Yeah.
Because she could understand what the female quickling was saying. Who died? How is this fawn responsible? What's going on? So she's going to call out for the fawn that was hiding in the barn. Hey, fawn, get out here.
Is it over?
You know what? If you mean the quickling is dead, then yes.
Well, yeah, it's all safe out here.
And out comes this fawn. And he, like, peeks his head around and he's holding his little pipes and he comes out and he's like,
hello, is this your father or father figure dead on the ground here? And Vasilisa points at the human.
No.
Who is this?
I think he's my mother's husband.
Aha. And your mother is the woman in the cottage here?
Yes.
And who did we kill? The quicklings?
They were bad, Faye. They wanted to hurt my family.
Explain. Maybe. If you... You know what?
Oh,
no,
you know,
I won't even...
That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
No, I'm... Yes, bad Faye. Okay, but I want to understand. Who is your father? It's cool if you don't know. I don't know who my
father
is.
I've never met him.
Okay, but Faye.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, maybe we should talk to
he
mom.
He fucked my mom.
I understand.
And then,
do you know if it was
then
consensual?
9 months later, I was born.
Oh, same
okay,
gestation
I did not need
normal.
To know the gestation period of a fawn, but I will note that mentally.
And I think the cottage door opens, and
hello.
The woman inside comes running out and just embraces the fawn.
Aww.
Oh, I've been so worried about you. You've been gone for so long. I've always thought the worst, but I've always hoped you've been out here. Thanks, Mom. I'm sorry. I ran away.
They are reunited,
no.
And it feels so
he
good.
He ran away from his mother. I suddenly feel like I like him a little bit more.
I never meant for any of this to happen.
Well, what happened here, you know?
Well, you see, I was out and about, and I was trying to find some people to would understand me and accept me.
Oh, I understand that.
These Fae took me under their wings, and when I told them about how everyone was mean to my mom for having a fawn child, they said they would come and fix it. They tied me up and said they were going to torture her.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
well, that's
no.
not a good way of fixing things.
That doesn't
things.
Fix it.
Oh, no.
That's the wrong person to torture, really.
Oh, yeah.
What are your names, the two of you?
Give me 1 second. Let me find names.
It's not important. We should just be going.
My name is Garen.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Gary. Like, oh, what a coincidence.
Yes, and I am Marit.
Oh, Marit. Well, you have any other kids?
Oh, yes. I do. Garen, these are your half-siblings, Jory and Katlina. They're inside because, well, I don't want them to see their father this way.
Yeah, I am very sorry
about
your
loss. And
she
turns and she looks at...
Can we get maybe a coalition of widows to make her feel better? With like a group hug situation?
Yes, another
freaking widow.
I'm just saying, it's a lot.
We're the widow collectors.
Apparently.
Can't wait till we find out Yosef is dead.
Oh, no.
You're a healer, right? You can fix... He's not gone, right? He's not gone.
Oh, Mary.
Oh,
and you see her just kind of lose all of her composure as what has happened sets in.
Merit,
And his head is smashed in. Like, he's destroyed, right?
Yeah. His chest is completely severed open. There's some guts hanging out.
It's like what Vasilisa would have looked like if you hadn't healed her before she finished bleeding out.
Oh, ma'am. I think we are too late for anything like that. I am so, so sorry.
Oh, but we'll help you bury him for sure.
I'm sorry, Mom. This is all my fault.
No, Garen, this is not your fault. It is the fault of those other creatures that manipulated you and came to hurt us. This has nothing to do with you.
Yes, they were clearly not very polite. They just attacked me without even checking what I was here for.
Yeah,
they accused me of racism?
They wanted to kill all the people in the village.
Sounds like maybe they were the racists, I'm just going to say.
The person who did the thing. He's looking at Valdine.
Valdine's not looking at you. He is still crawling on the ground in the snow trying to find pieces of his gun.
Aw.
Sorry.
We'll take care of Valdine later. Right now,
I wondered that. You've
I
made such
know.
Progress mentally. I'm like, is this...
I feel like maybe we need to go back to a druid and do more spirit things, but
yeah.
I'm not going back through that town or the... You know, we have to look forward.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any, shovels or picks or anything? We can help you. Well, we should help her bury her husband.
I know, but it just feels very abrupt. Hello, nice to meet you. We killed the people who tried to kill you. Now we're burying things.
I'm sure she'd be appreciative.
It's fair.
Very appreciative. There are
do
some...
you prefer burning or burying?
Oh, we have... No real place to bury. I would be fine with
Okay, maybe cremation. We do a pyre, yes, and we make sure we don't... I mean...
That would be
I
nice.
I give you choice.
I thank you.
Do you want him to burn with the Fae who killed him or separate fires?
Separate would be nice.
I agree. Okay, that I is just, smart.
No, I mean like... Like, if same fire, it could be like, look, we are consigning to flames the people who killed you.
We can do separate.
Enjoy bathing in their eternal torment. At least you had a soul. No offense.
It is not imposition to have you cast two fire spells.
I am not saying I would love to kick there all
is,
the fire.
There is stacks of wood in the barn.
We have very responsible rat folk mothers here. They can help watch your kiddos, and
oh,
you and can
Ghost
help
is really good with
cleanse
the kiddos too.
The body of your husband, maybe before they have a chance to say goodbye.
That would be very nice.
Let's do Kiappa. Kiappa.
Yeah, is everything okay over there?
It depends on what you think okay is.
Is everyone alive?
Except for
oh, we have another widow over here.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh dear. I'll be right
will
there.
You help us out.
And Kappa brings over the kids and Marigold.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, maybe Kappa, your kiddos can hang out with your kiddos, and the Ghost can yes. you know watch them all.
Come on, dearie. And she'll take Merit. She'll take Merit and go over to the cottage. And
as they approach. Valdine suddenly looks up from what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
and he throws his dice on the floor.
What was
it's
it?
It's behind you
what
on the
it?
Left.
It's sort of tilted. It's kind of a cracked die, but it's an 11.
Okay.
I think if it's on the floor, it's a cracked die. You should re-roll.
I mean, it's all up to him if he wants to keep it.
I'll keep the 11.
Okay,
it's fine.
Cool.
I was rolling a perception check.
So now we have established that anytime David rolls a die, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't land in his dice box, even if it lands on the floor, it still counts.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I will never let it fall on the floor again. So with an 11, Valdine's perception is a 21, which is pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. So Valdine realizes like where he's at in the room. And he now all of a sudden is like back in the space. And he's like, he hears people walking around. He hears the yelling. Oh, is everything okay? He hears Kappa. He hears this conversation. He's kind of like catching up. All of a sudden kind of like goes, it's just gone. All right. How can I help? What can I do?
Oh, we need to set up a place, you know, to...
I heard something about wood. You need to
burn
some...
the bodies?
Right, I'll
building a pyre.
I'll get lumber from the farm. He goes over to the barn to get lumber.
Valdine, roll me a perception check.
Oh,
another one. Cool. Nice. It's a one.
Oh, no.
It's still an 11 perception, so there's 11 for you.
An 11.
Yeah.
There's no auto fails.
Please don't let there be another twink, Jack.
That's fine. Just kill me. It's good. I don't have a gun anyway. That's okay. I'll die. I'll come back with something else. It'll be great.
I just realized Valdine is walking around completely unarmed. In ears.
He's got a silver dagger.
I have a silver dagger.
Okay. I'm just saying completely unarmed.
Effectively unarmed. Okay, cool. You go into the barn and you look around. You see the big pile of wood.
I light it on fire and I end it all. Bye, everybody.
Wow.
See ya.
No.
Now I start collecting some wood to bring out to set up
Why
and start stacking it in a place.
Okay. So you go in and do that. Kappa kind of ushers Orm and Mjolni and Merit. Back to the cottage, and the kids are kind of introducing to themselves, and you see the little boy and the little girl inside kind of crying, and she's trying to console them. And
how many kids are there?
Two kids that are human.
Jory and Kathleena.
Yep. So they're all over in the cottage. What's that?
Nothing. I used to be really cute to name your daughter Kathleena, but spell it like Cthulhu, like C'Thelena.
Oh. Kathleena.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
If anybody out there does that, we'll give you a one-time executive producer credit.
Oh,
for naming your child.
Naming your child after
legally
after our
naming
idea.
Your kid.
Marge will start doing what she can to clean up the body.
Vasilisa is going to strike up a conversation with Garen about feeling like you don't belong.
Oh.
And maybe, like, you're going to run away from home. And how sometimes your mom can be a real bitch, but other times she's just a merit. you know?
Yeah, my mom has always been really nice, but the people of the village ostracized her when I was born. I mean, it wasn't her fault that my dad seduced her when she was just a teenager.
You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with a little interspecies romance.
I suppose so, but he could have at least stayed around until I was born.
Leaving is a dick move. You know, I never knew who my father was. Mostly because my mama did not think it was important.
I see.
At least your mother was good, eh? To you?
She was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I just felt bad that the people of the village didn't like her because of me. So I ran away from home many years ago.
I'm trying to think of what to say because running away from home is the best thing I ever did, but I feel like in your case, maybe not the best thing.
I'm realizing that now.
It's difficult though. You know, how do you know?
I don't think you can. We're all just constantly making the best decisions we can with the information we are given.
Oh yeah, that sounds about like life.
You know, I feel like maybe you have quite a bit of wisdom going on. I'm not going to lie, I am secretly hoping Moya Mama is dead. Maybe someone came and killed her after I ran away from home. That would be very nice.
That's dark.
Oh, what? Garen.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should go into the house, give a little comfort to your mother and meet your siblings.
I don't know if they're ready for that. They just lost their dad.
Yeah, but they gained a brother.
So Garen goes off to the cottage then. Vasilisa, actually, Bulka, what are you up to?
Yeah, we never really got around to me.
No, we didn't.
I was going to go around and talk to the Fawn.
Okay.
I was going to go over there, but it seemed like him and Vasilisa were engaged, and I kind of want to talk to him about his dad a little bit and try and fish for like what kind of person he was. But when I see they're occupied, I'm like, no, I can just do this on my own. And he's going to sit down and he's going to try and write something to say.
Okay.
At the pyre.
Like a eulogy.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Marge, you...
Cleaning up the body, trying to make it...
As best you can, you shove...
Using snow
You kind of... wrap the coat that he was wearing kind of around the open wounds and you get them all crossed and ready to go.
Sorry to interrupt. Merit, what was your husband's name? I just, for the services, I feel like. Also, do you worship any particular deity?
My husband's name was Borvald. And no deity in particular.
Do you have a particular feeling in your heart you care more about? You know, like, are you very happy living in Irisin under Baba Yaga or Korolyeva Elvana? Or do you hate it here and actually would very much love sunshine and warmth and summer time?
I don't know. I've never experienced any of those things. This is the only life we know.
You know what? I feel very bad for asking such a stupid question. I'm going to go ahead and just give you this. And Vasilisa's going to go retrieve the Horn of Plentiness from Marigold and come in and dump it out once.
Oh, my goodness. This is so much food.
That's for you and your children.
Thank you.
Sorry for what has happened to you.
I should be cooking for you. You all came and you saved us. I need to be repaying you. You do not need to be giving me such wonderful things.
No, you mentioned
things.
Again, look, you know what? I didn't even ask my companions, but no problem. We are not hungry. You eat this. We'll go get ready for funeral things for Borvald.
Okay, thank
sorry
you.
Sorry about
thank you
cold.
So much.
Bulk is going to be pissed. He goes to tip out the horn for like the what is it, three times a day?
Yeah, three times.
Tip it out the third time, be like, what the fuck?
You overuse it.
There's supposed to be 8.5 more pounds of fruit here.
I think Gary kind of is like,
excuse me, Borka. I'm
feeling very not good.
And you look up and Gary is still like pretty bloodied.
Uh-huh. Is there anything you could perhaps do?
Oh, yes, of course.
I hate to bother you. I know you are preparing for funeral, but I'm not doing okay.
None of us are prepared for a Gary funeral.
I took a lot of bad hits. I feel like crap. I'm sorry to impose on you.
No, it's not imposition. Oh my goodness, I feel so bad for not noticing sooner. That is not like me. Yes, of course. And he's gonna reach out and touch him, and giving away my fallback strategy spell, and I'm exchanging it for a cure light, which is gonna do max healing, which is 14.
Thank you. I feel much better.
Is enough? Are you sure it's enough?
I am not feeling tip-top shape, but I am close enough.
Let me do one more. It's okay. It's no big deal.
Thank you, my friend.
And I'm going to get rid of my spell, Magic Weapon.
Magic Weapon!
Probably won't need that.
It is evening. It's like 4 o'clock.
12 more.
Fuck. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Gary's fully healed. He was down 17.
Yeah. Vasilisa is also not tip-top shape.
Oh, we have wands.
You should have gotten everybody. Vasilisa
was busy trying to fix Valdine because his hand exploded.
And I think at that point we see Valdine kind of like coming out of the barn with a bundle full of wood.
Hey, Gary, come on. Help me and Vrix get more wood. We're going to need more than just an armload.
Yes, that is a good idea. What do you mean? I don't want to get any wood. No, you're right. I'm going to help. I'm going to be helpful.
Vrix is going to carry an entire twig.
He carries one splinter.
So, Valdine, you come out with an armful of wood. Gary, Hatch, and Vrix go inside. And shortly after, you guys hear an exclamation from the barn.
Holy shit!
But
Valdine runs in there.
Vasilisa also hurries to the barn.
What did you guys find? What's going on?
Found some fucking treasure, man!
What?
What is it? Let's see.
And you guys see Vrix over by the wood pile, and he's kind of like moved a log out of the way. And there, sitting in a little pile, is some loot.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, but we assume it belongs to the family living here.
Bulka, let's find out what
Bulka
it is first.
Bulka didn't say he went to the barn.
Yeah, Bulka, you're not saying that.
Was
Zach. That's Zach's
hush,
accent.
Hush.
I mean, you say that, but like, you guys get in there and you're looking at it, and a lot of it's bloodstained.
Everything I touch is bloodstained, so it's fine.
Oh, okay, that's fine. There is 500 gold pieces.
Oh wow!
Worth
right in my pocket
of various coins, small jewelry.
So jewelry and coins worth 500 gold.
Yeah, jewelry and coins worth about 500. Okay. A lot of it is bloodstained.
Do you think that perhaps Merit and Borvald were shockingly wealthy and just hid it all in their food pile in the barn? Or yet maybe the Fae brought this? This is very strange.
I mean, my money's on the Fae. We're bastards.
Yes, but I'm... Okay, secondary question. Valdine.
Yep.
Do you think we take this to seal it, to help get you new weapon, or that we give some of it or all of it to grieving family?
I know Marge is not there, but think of all of the silver bars we have in the bag of holding.
We always need more.
They're heavy. We gotta spend them.
Do you have anything that helps with pain? Because I really can't think with my hand throbbing the way it is.
Oh,
right, I'm sure one of the coffees that we
have. I'm not feeling so great myself. I have a perfume that smells like flowers.
Oh, well, you all should go see Bulka. He healed me up pretty good.
Yes, Gary, we know, and we are very happy. And you know what? Thank you for stabbing the Fae with your beautiful weapon of cold iron. And I guess maybe we ask your opinion.
Should we give these people the money or should we just take it for ourselves? That's really the question.
I think if they need it, then yeah, we give them money.
This isn't money. The question, Gary.
Oh, it's not the question.
We all need the money, okay?
Okay.
You need it. I need it. VLD needs it. Merit needs it. The question is, whose need is most important? Valdine's weapon. Kaputzt. Gone. Needs new one. Expensive, probably.
So you know from your interaction with pouring out the horn, she was very apprehensive about taking anything from you.
Mm.
She was surprised by fresh foods, probably didn't have money to buy foods, but also Aelsbryn. You know, how good of stuff
could
they have?
Poured out a feast worth of food.
Yeah. I know, but only one poured.
How many of us here sitting at this table
have seen 8 pounds?
I've seen
six people's worth of food to pour out of a, or fresh fruit.
It's a great, cool Horn of Plenty. This is why we traded a lot to get it. Maybe we give her a portion, we keep the rest.
So whatever you think is fair, then that's fine.
You know what? Let's say 100 gold pieces worth. More wealth she could ever hope to see in her whole life.
That's pretty much life-changing.
We keep 400. We use that because, again, we're all about to die in White Throne if we don't get our shit together. You know what I mean?
That sounds about right now, actually. Okay. I agree with that.
Okay.
I wouldn't have yesterday, but
I feel like, honestly, Blood Oath talking... Probably I would drop dead if I tried to give her everything right now. Baba Yaga herself would kill me for the foolishness.
I don't know about that, but okay, sure.
Yeah,
whatever helps you sleep at night.
Imagine what the Blood Oath would tell you.
I'm going to just keep carrying some wood out.
Gary, don't worry. We're going to give you money, too, for your family.
Well,
you know that, right?
I do now.
Gary, look
Thank
at
you.
My face. You've seen our silver bars, right?
They're quite a lot.
We are planning to give you funds for your family in White Throne.
Thank you.
Assuming, of course, they're not already dead, and I hope that they
aren't.
No, I'm saying! I hope that they are fine.
If Marge was there.
Can we take that back and you didn't say that?
What's your charisma?
That,
no, I am being honest, and I have only average charisma. It's a plus zero. I don't
Gary
know what
walks
you
out
want
of the
from
barn.
Me.
In my charisma, I would have said
Gary,
that.
Gary, I'm sorry.
Yours.
It is fine.
No, it's just that I care about you.
I know.
All right, help me gather up all this jewels and stuff.
Yes,
let's
and we'll give a
pack
few.
Pack it away.
Yes,
and
okay.
Let's get this handled. Let's move on.
Okay.
All right, I am getting wood now. We put in pile. We go back for more.
Feldane brings out some more wood too.
Cool. So what's Marge? You get the body prepared, Bulka. You're still working on your little speecheroni.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I think a little bit of time passes, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Vasilisa is going to remember belatedly to tell Bulka that the man's name is Borvold and that they're not religious, so no particular deity needed.
So they're open to the idea of Bulka, is what you're saying.
Sure, you can interpret that way. Why not?
Gorgeous set of polyhedrals
Tiger's
from Metallic
Eyes.
Dice Games.
Metallic Dice Games!
Heck yeah!
I almost said not a sponsor, but you know
Beautiful.
What?
Beautiful.
Kind of
a sponsor.
Affiliate,
an affiliate.
Though.
A wonderful affiliate.
Yeah, they're so pretty. I love these dice. Okay.
Vasilisa's not damaged enough that she's going to worry, but is anyone else... Valdine, did she get you?
I only got hit a tiny bit. I'm fine.
You shot yourself, though.
No.
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 Not quite the
not
same.
Not exactly.
His gun exploded.
I don't believe it. It didn't happen.
He is in denial.
The Fae sabotaged his weapon, obviously.
Yep.
So a little bit of time passes as you guys build up the pyres. Bulka, you work on your eulogy a little bit longer. And before too long, once the wood piles have been built up, Merritt and the kids and Garen and Kappa and the other kids will all kind of come out. And Merritt rolls a check here. It's a wisdom check. It's really bad. Who looks like the most irresponsible member in the party?
Frix.
The most irresponsible. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think she would choose Frix, though. Faye did just kill her husband.
All right, so who would you pick?
I think it would have to be either Vasilisa or Valdine.
Well, there's a guy with only one hand.
Oh, I
doesn't
guess
mean he's irresponsible.
Gary,
but
yeah, it wouldn't be one of the moms. It wouldn't be
Gary.
Marjorie
Gary
Kappa,
looks pretty like battered and war torn and like responsible.
Vasilisa's got a dress on and she has a deck of cards. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Valdine looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
So Merritt comes out and she takes a look around at everybody. And I don't think she can get a very good gauge of who has what kind of purpose in this party. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 5 of you. She's going to roll here.
Gotcha.
She's rolling initiative.
So she looks around and she sees Vasilisa, who's kind of, I think, a little bit adorned mm-hmm. pretty well. Obviously not, like, in her mind, not a big fighter. Kind of definitely has a more wisdom, sort of intelligence, sort of like, ooh, vibe. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Mm-hmm. Merritt comes up to Vasilisa.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I wanted to thank you all for what you have done. And we do not have much in terms of good things we can provide. But we do have this, and it would bring me much joy if you all would take this. It is the most valuable thing we have. And I cannot thank you enough for saving me and my family and bringing my son back to me. It means the world. So anything we can do to help you in for whatever reason you have come by here and chosen to help us, I would like to give you this. And she hands over a very fine-looking fur hat. Garin's father left this with me all those years ago, and I feel you all should have it.
I'd like to do a detect magic on it.
Yeah, give me a detecto.
It was a gift.
detecto magico. You get abjuration flowing off this thing.
I'd like to spellcraft it.
Give me a spellcraft.
That's a 33.
Very good. This is a Ushanka of the Northlands. This large furry hat is sewn from the thick pelt of an animal native to the frozen north. It has ear flaps that can be pulled down or folded up over the crown of the hat. When worn, an Ushanka of the Northlands grants its wearer a +2 resistance bonus on saving throws against cold effects and a +5 competence bonus on survival checks. When the ear flaps are pulled down, the wearer gains a +2 bonus on saving throws against sonic effects, but takes a -2 penalty on perception checks for hearing. Pulling the ear flaps down is a move action.
It's a toque. You got the magical toque, you hose head.
Roll me an appraisal.
Sure.
Wow.
16.
If you were going to try and buy something like this, it would cost you 4,500 gold.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think feel like Vasilisa could use something like this, too.
You could sell this for $2,250.
Vasilisa thanks her and puts the Ushanka on as a gesture of gratitude.
My dear, it looks wonderful on you.
It feels very cozy. My ears have been cold for you don't know how long. In return, we have failed in your barn something that you might appreciate. And she gestures to Valdi.
In return, we will give you this thing that you have.
That you didn't know you had.
We'll not steal all of it.
I'm sorry, but whatever it is, I refuse.
No, it was in your own barn, Merit. Feel as though you should have at least some of it. Valdin? And Vasilisa nudges him with her elbow.
He offers her, he holds out his hand with the amount of gold earlier discussed.
No, thank you.
No, it's not like a
no,
trick or something.
No, I understand, but we do not need this.
Well, she said no, thank you. Valdin puts it back in his pouch.
I would feel most stupid if I accepted this after all you have done for us. You have given us a week's worth of food.
Yes,
you have saved my family.
But your boar vault has, I'm sure it will be difficult for you.
It will, but only emotionally.
Borvald was useless? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Oh, I grasp my words. I shove them back in. I am sorry. Please, are you sure you will be okay?
Yes, we have plenty of food now. We have enough money. If we were in hardship, I would have sold the hat many years ago.
Okay, do you want maybe some more food?
No, We're good.
Okay.
Pinky swear.
You could maybe make some jam for later.
Jam is always
Let
good,
me
but
give you one more turn.
Oh, please. We, no,
and
we have not.
And she jumps the horn out one more
dear.
Time.
All in the snow. Oh, gosh.
No,
food
no.
everywhere on the ground.
We'll help you carry
now
it
you
inside.
Made a now you made a mess.
Well, I guess we'll take it now.
I have a feeling
now.
Of
That's
guilt,
fine.
Okay? Are you?
Thank you. Thank you. You are all...
I don't want you
are,
to go hungry.
You are all
I don't...
all too kind for the harshness of this world.
That's probably true.
Well, I think if everyone were a bit more kind, it wouldn't be so harsh.
That is a wonderful sentiment.
Good point, Marge. You're not wrong.
If only that were true.
Well, we should, you know, spread the kindness.
Well, thank you all so much. I will... It looks as though things are ready. Children, it's time to say goodbye to your papa.
And Marge will have, like, covered him up enough and cleaned him up enough to where you can't really tell what the injury was to him.
I love it.
He obviously is dead, but is well... cleaned up.
Yeah. And he's surrounded by plenty of wood.
Do you guys put a sleeve of many garments and like make a suit for him?
No, I'm not burning up a sleeve of many garments. No. No,
right.
Not that.
And with that, I think we move to the eulogy. The sun is starting to go down. Mm-hmm. How are you guys lighting the fire? Vasilisa, do you have any magics for
Spark?
It?
Vasilisa.
No.
No, I mean, she has spark, but I'm trying
Out
to decide.
Spells.
She's trying to decide if it's worth using a burning hands.
Ah.
Or
I mean,
if
we're
she
going
wants
to
save it for frickin' Faye during the night. But she has three prepared, and she hasn't used any of them. So she will use one burning hands just to give it a very grand flagration instead of the little spark of just lighting it normal style. You know? Like, she's going all in. So she burning hands very grandly to get the whole thing lit all at once.
Beautiful. The fire's lit. The sun starts to crest down over the horizon. I think tonight, unlike a lot of nights, maybe the cloud cover is a little bit higher in the atmosphere. And so as the sun bends around the horizon of the planet, we catch a lot more of those oranges and reds, and the fire of the pyre is almost mirrored in the sky as the whole thing kind of lights up in these brilliant warm tones.
You just did that because you're omnipotent and you can.
You're fucking right, I did.
Zabulka would stand in front of everyone. Thank you, Merit and Garen, for welcoming us, and I am sorry that we meet under such awful circumstances. Vasilisa, you look nice in your new hat. Borvald, we can tell, was a strong man by the strong family that he left behind. And as I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness itself is just an illusion, filled with often sadness and confusion. What becomes of the brokenhearted who have love that's now departed? I know Merit and Garen have got to find some kind of peace of mind.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. I mean, the second verse gets a little dark. I don't know if you want me to...
you omit that one.
Yeah. I just encourage you to support each other and stay strong.
All you got is family. That's for sure.
Also, Merit, if you want to come with, we seem to be collecting widows. Maybe more NPCs.
Oh, no. I think she should stay here with her kiddos.
Kiddos and widows. The kiddos and widows party. Jeez.
Tears are shed from Merit and her kids, and even some from Garen. And you guys sit and you watch the fire burn, and eventually it kind of just turns into a regular fire. The body has been dispensed of and has been turned to ash and floats into the atmosphere. The sun goes down in this time until there is no light left except for that of the fire. And she welcomes you all into the cottage. She has some stew that she has prepared earlier in the day, and of course plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, and she tries and lays out as many place settings as she has. She doesn't have nearly enough, and so it turns into more of, well, you guys can take turns having stew in our four bowls that we have, and there's napkins and fruit, and she tries to do her best to accommodate you all.
You are all more than welcome to spend the night. We do not have much room in here, but there's plenty of room in the barn. I trust it is safer now that the fae are gone. Most people will leave us alone. This is the most excitement we've had in many years. So I assure you it is quite safe.
Well, thank you so much for your kindness.
Mm-hmm. How close are you to Ilsprin proper?
It's about a 15-minute walk from okay. here. We are on the outskirts.
It's not too bad.
What are you doing here for Ilsprin?
Secret mission.
Whoa. I was just going to say, Kappa has family here.
But. Secret family that she, yes.
Oh, yeah. Kappa, you have family here. I do not recall any rat folk in this village, some time.
Are we in Kiapa's uncle is not here? Is that what I'm hearing?
My husband's uncle used to live here. A man by the name of Ringir. Oh, yes, Ringir. He lived here many years ago. He left a few years ago, moved closer to White Throne. I believe he is in the fish camps right outside the city.
Good for him.
Yes, it is a better living. He is fisherman there, provides fish to White Throne proper, with it being up on the cliffs. You're not able to fish from the city itself. I believe last I heard he is there in fish camps.
Okay. Yeah, we'll catch up with good him there. To know. Thank you. Yes.
That is good. We will continue onward then to White Throne, where the witches are and the torments.
Oh, do not worry. According to Vasilisa, the witches are everywhere.
I was actually about to say just that, Volka. Good reminder.
I was listening to you earlier. I did comprehend a little bit.
There's no real escaping from the White Witches in Irisin, to be honest.
If it is snowing,
Jadwiga go wherever they want to go, you know? Whoosh through the snow, like I was saying.
Yes.
Have you heard any news?
Any news?
Yes.
What kind of news?
For example, we hear that there was some trouble in the Horwood area. You know,
Oh, was there?
Apparently, the Pale Tower was attacked or something.
Really?
Guards on the road.
Seems unlikely.
Have you heard anything? I also heard the most wild tale about how Korolyeva Ilvana is killing Baba Yaga's riders.
I've heard such a thing, yes. Uh-huh. I hear that she is maintaining her rule. She is not yielding her crown in that Baba Yaga has been defeated.
The Jadwiga Ilvana must be most pleased with whatever that development is. But
oh,
how do you
sure.
feel about it?
How Merit. Does anybody feel I about know. It? It's... Any white witch is the same as another white witch when it comes to control of Irisin, and things have stayed the same for centuries within the rule. So having one ruler continue over appointing a new one is... It feels as though they just skipped a step in the facade that any of the rulers differ or matter from the others. Life for us will be the same and go on as it always has.
You know, fair. Pretty fair, I guess.
So I don't know. It is... As I have heard some of the youth say, it is whatever, you know?
You
is
know,
whatever.
Oh, I understand that. It's kind of like, you know, it is what it is.
That's fair. I just
gotta survive.
Yes, do
it
your
is
best
what
here.
It is.
You know,
it's hard to argue.
It doesn't matter much to you, probably, what Korolyeva done, Ilvana does to the rest of the entirety of everything.
Well, it seems like, you know, you're kind of out here on your own. And
yes, yeah, it has been this way really for a very affected. Long time. When I had Garen, the rest of the village ostracized me.
So now you live off the grid.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, that's very rude.
I live outside of town. They leave us alone. They let me do shopping with minimal taunting and beratement. And it was a nice life.
Who was Kieran's father, may I ask?
He was a satyr passing by. And I fell head over heels for him when I was a late teenager. We shared love for a short time before he left, as many fey do, without much notice. And shortly after, some months, Garen was born.
So Papa was like some sort of rolling stone.
Is a good way to phrase it, yes.
Did he know that you were with child when he left?
I doubt it. I did not know for several months.
Oh, is he still alive out there, you think?
I assume so. They Perhaps live very long time. Garen here will most certainly outlive me and my other children.
Oh, we all hope, you know, our children outlive us, that's for sure.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty sure my Odette's, my father, was human, so...
You look full human.
But it is
if
something...
If he was any kind of fae, I'm sure you would have fuzzy legs.
No, true. But I am just
saying...
And she
stares at your long skirts and squints a little bit.
Is something I hold in common with your son. I've never met my father. And, you know, the type of mother you have has a huge difference for your quality of life when you don't know your father. So I want to thank you for being so good for Garen.
Oh, well, I try.
No, that's what matters. You never told him, oh, you are the worst child ever and a massive disappointment.
No.
And the cause of everything
I
bad in my life. And that
shows.
I have
never been disappointed in Garen. Even when he left, I understood why and I wish he hadn't, but... I know he was just trying to do what he thought was right.
If you ever need... No. I feel like I'm intruding on family moment. But if you ever need friends who agree that love between fae and humans is a beautiful thing, we happen to know a couple that are very nice.
Oh,
not
yes.
Very
not
far
away.
From here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You might want to go through the haunted village.
The what?
Of Ulsgard on your way to see them. But
it
other than that...
It sounds not smart.
I mean, it's less haunted than before, thanks to Bolka. And Bolka. Bolka be praised and all that.
Ah,
he takes
well,
a bow.
Thank you and thank you.
She looks up into the ceiling.
Is there anything at all I can help you all with otherwise? Do you want me to set you up for the barn? I could probably fit one or two of you in here by the fire on the floor. Perhaps the kiddos would like to have a sleepover with my other kiddos.
Yes, I'm sure the kiddos would be good in the house.
Yeah,
in the barn and we
sounds
can
like
take
a lot
care
of fun.
Ourselves.
Okay, woo. Mom, is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
children, it
we'll
is fine.
Be setting up a bear trap of magical type outside of the barn.
Okay.
So I shall give you the password.
All right. And I
so
need
you
to
don't
speak
step
the
on the bear trap.
Or the bear trap will cut my legs off.
Exactly.
No, it will summon bear to attack you.
Oh,
is
wow.
That kind of bear trap?
That is. I would rather have the slicing of the legs than the mauling of a bear.
You know, that's fair.
I want to invent that now.
Pretty fair.
Magical bear trap. That
you cross this line and
summons an aggroed dire bear.
Hi, you fell into my bear trap.
That's great. That's a great magic.
You acted in my trap card.
Well, wonderful then.
Well, thank you for the food.
It is food
and,
that you all
you
have
know.
Brought. But yes,
no,
you're
and,
welcome.
But you prepared
yeah,
it.
The stew was delicious.
And thank you for the hat. My head is a
it
lot
does,
less cold.
It does suit you very well, my dear.
Have I mentioned I hate the cold? Probably. Sorry.
So she says that the town is only 15 minutes away.
So let's walk there now?
You know, now that we know that Kappa's family isn't really there anymore, maybe we should wait till the morning?
No, I think yes. Wait till morning. Show up. We are clearly merchants.
Not traitors?
Yeah, people keep misunderstanding when I say that.
I've settled
on merchants. And then we find directions to the fish camps, find Kiappa's husband's uncle.
I like that. Okay, so, you know, I think I'm going to, if it's okay with you, Merritt, I'm going to have my ghost stay here with the kiddos just to keep them safe and to keep you safe in case anything comes. And the rest of us can hang out in the barn and sleep.
Yes, I suppose it's fine, yes.
Ghost is most well behaved.
All right.
Oh, we're raised around kiddos, oh yeah.
That should be fine then.
And very good at protecting.
Oh yeah, you should have seen Ghost with that quickling fey thing that, you know, tried to kill all of us. Very effective.
Gave him a good munch, did he?
Indeed, likes to crunch on fey. Will not crunch on Garen. Unless we ask him to. And we would not ask her to crunch on here. Promise. Same with Hatch and Vrix. Safe from crunching. I feel like I make things worse the more I say things are not like, a problem.
You have noticed as well. Maybe safe with Vrix and
I feel as though so perhaps I so far more than is needed for comfort.
But this would be the first time Marge has slept without Ghost in a long time.
Yeah, but... Are you drawing your cards again? You stop that.
Don't draw those.
I was just trying to consult to get a feeling what is going to happen with Merritt. And I, you know, it's fine. No problems.
Let me guess something wonderful that the cards tell you is going to happen.
I mean, is just the lost, the foreign trader, and the tyrant, clearly. Huh. The lost is Borvald. The foreign trader are us, the traders from a different place.
And
the tyrant is most obviously Korolyava Elvana. You know, it's just establishing the mood. So really, the next one is the one that matters, and it's the Mutag, so don't worry about it. No problem. She will know, you know, no problemo. Don't even...
Okay, the Mutag is one of those that's a negative for me, you know.
It's bad.
It's not a good one.
It mostly shows, I mean...
Will saves. Minus one.
Yeah. Merritt will probably be fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
As long as she doesn't have to roll a will.
So, you all chat for a little bit. You guys head over to the barn, and Garen and Merritt help get you guys settled. Ghost, the kids, and Kappa are going to spend the night in the cottage. Anything you guys want to do as you start getting ready for bed?
Set up a watch.
Set up your watch. Okay. What's the watch going to be?
I feel like whoever's on watch probably is going to sit at the entrance to the barn such that they can see the entrance to the house too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And Vasilisa shouldn't have watch alone because she's terrible at perception. That's all I have to offer, plan-wise.
And Marge is fine being by herself. Totally fine being by herself.
I'm not fine with Marge being by herself.
Okay. Understood.
What if we all watch together, same time for 8 hours?
Seems fair.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think Vasilisa will just wake Kappa up gently.
Go over to the cottage.
Yeah, and they can like keep an eye on things, and maybe she'll wake Kappa up and be like, will you help me keep an eye on things?
Okay.
And maybe we can like start breakfast for people.
Perfect. Okay.
Between the two spots.
Let's get perception checks for everyone for the night.
All right. And Ghost just gets to sleep.
For once, Ghost earned it. Ghost was such a hard...
My perception is lower because she's not with me, but it's okay.
Vasilisa has an 8.
Okay, Kappa got an 18.
Valdine has a 23.
Nice. Vrix got a 6.
Marge got a 20.
Gary got a 12.
And Bulka got a 6.
And Hatch got an 11.
Bulka and Hatch, you are the weakest link.
Uh-oh.
So we all bed down. We start off with Marge and Gary. It's quiet.
Sweet.
Next up, we have Valdine and Vrix. Valdine, how... Is watch different for you now?
Yeah, every now and then he just kind of wipes a tear out of his eye.
Aww.
Because all you have is a knife.
Yeah, he's got a silver dagger. That's all he's got. It's been a while since he's been unarmed.
Yeah. You're definitely more vulnerable now than you ever have been.
Yep. I mean, this kind of, again, goes back to his feeling of being confined in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And having nothing.
Yeah.
And while it's not the same, this time he has friends around him that he knows have his back and support him.
That's really nice.
It's different. This is a different feeling for him. It's not being alone.
Yeah. Well, luckily, nothing happens on your watch.
Phew.
Nothing you have to go attack with a dagger. We move on to Bulka and Hatch. Good friends. Lowest perception scores in the entire rotation. Still passes by nice and fine, though. And then finally, we have Vasilisa and Kappa, who take us into the early morning. And as everybody else wakes up, we have a wonderful scent coming from the cottage of fruit preserves and jams, of wonderful grilled meats. And breakfast is on the horizon, as is the sun as it crests over the trees. And it lights up the sky one final time with the brilliant purple and orange and yellow of the sky and the clouds hitting the refractions of the sun or something. I don't understand how light works entirely, but I'm sure it has something to do with that. And we're going to find out what happens later today on the episode of which comes after this one. Dimension Door Podcast. Goodbye!
Press start.
Happy 1 year anniversary! Or 2 year anniversary, guys!
1 year anniversary!
Happy Amazing. 2 years, motherfuckers!
Yay! Arbitrary number.
Hey, a trip around the sun.
Yeah, it's
one whole trip around the sun is an actual significant thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. True.
We are, yeah. No lies detected.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, where's the sun?
It gives us everything.
Thanks for listening to the Dimension Door Podcast. If you have some extra time these next few days, we would greatly appreciate it if you could go and vote for us in the Audioverse Awards. Collectively, we are finalists in 7 categories. You can vote until January 1st. As always, a special thank you to our patrons, especially the executive producers, Maitri Sattva, Debbie Hawks, Kelly Rose, and David Lester. As always, our editing and music is done by the extremely skilled Zach Kreitler, bumper tracks from MDK Music, and sound effects from Sirenscape.